Chapter 2. The acceleration shells were something new, installed while we rested and resupplied at Stargate. They enabled us to use the ship at closer to its theoretical efficiency, the tachyon drive boosting it to as much as 25 gravities. Tate was waiting for me in the shell area. The rest of the squad was milling around talking. I gave him his coffee.
Thanks. Find out anything?
Afraid not, except the swabbies don't seem to be scared, and it's their show. Probably just another practice run. He slurped some coffee.
What the hell, it's all the same to us anyhow. Just sit there and get squeezed half to death. God, I hate those things.
Maybe they'll eventually make us obsolete and we can go home.
Sure thing.
The medic came by and gave me my shot. I waited until 1950 and hollered to the squad, "Let's go, strip down and zip up." The shell is like a flexible spacesuit. At least the fittings on the inside are pretty similar. But instead of a life support package, there's a hose going into the top of the helmet and two coming out of the heels, as well as two relief tubes per suit. They're crammed in shoulder to shoulder on light acceleration couches. Getting to your shell is like picking your way through a giant plate of olive drab spaghetti. When the lights in my helmet showed that everybody was suited up, I pushed the button that flooded the room. No way to see, of course, but I could imagine the pale blue solution. Ethylene glycol, and something else, foaming up around and over us. The suit material, cool and dry, collapsed in to touch my skin at every point. I knew that my internal body pressure was increasing rapidly to match the increasing fluid pressure outside. That's what the shot was for. Keep your cells from getting squished between the devil and the deep blue sea. You could still feel it, though. By the time my meter said 2, external pressure equivalent to a column of water 2 nautical miles deep, I felt that I was at the same time being crushed and bloated. By 2005, it was at 2.7 and holding steady. When the maneuvers began at 2010, you couldn't feel the difference. I thought I saw the needle fluctuate a tiny bit, though. The major drawback to the system is that, of course, anybody caught outside of his shell when the anniversary hit 25 Gs would be just so much strawberry jam. So the guiding and the fighting have to be done by the ship's tactical computer, which does most of it anyway, but it's nice to have a human overseer.